Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your hosts. Sounds like it's time to pair yourself with Tri-State Livestock News. Well, maybe your cup of coffee, and the Tri-State Livestock News is a good match. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Visit tsln.com.
And at North Star Electric in Valentine, Nebraska, they spark life into every home, passionate about the great outdoors. Imagine living where you can hunt, fish, and boat along the Niobrara River or on Merritt Dam. They are looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman's license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. Must have a valid driver's license. You need to check it out. It's not just a job. It is a lifestyle. Look on the map. Check out Valentine. Check out North Star Electric. Power your passion. Go to ma'am, M-A-M, Northstar at gmail.com. That's ma'am, Northstar at gmail.com.
A newlywed farmer and his wife were visited by her mother, who immediately demanded an inspection of the place. While they were walking through the barn, the farmer's mule suddenly reared up and kicked the mother-in-law, unfortunately killing her instantly. At the funeral service, the farmer stood near the casket and greeted folks as they walked by. The pastor noticed that whenever a woman would whisper something to the farmer, he would nod his head and say yes and then say something. Whenever a man walked by and whispered to the farmer, he would shake his head no and mumble a reply. Curious, the pastor later asked the farmer what that was all about. The farmer replied, "The women would say, 'What a terrible tragedy,' and I would nod my head and say, 'Yes, it was.' The men would ask, 'You want to sell that mule?' And I would shake my head and say, 'I can't. It's all booked up for the next year.'"
Oh, no, Michael. Okay, it is funny.
You better straighten it out now.
Yeah, that's right. I'll see what I can do. Here's some interesting trivia just for the fun of it. By raising your legs slowly and lying on your back, you cannot sink into quicksand.
By doing what?
You can raise your legs slowly and lying on your back, you cannot sink into quicksand. Now, we do not have any quicksand close.
No.
To experiment with that. Is there quicksand anywhere?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But I've always watched those old movies where they get caught in the jungle or in the cowboys get stuck in the quicksand. And
cowboys,
I'm like,
yeah.
How would I get out of that? How could you get out of that without a rope and a cactus to rope or something?
Well, apparently you just lift your legs slowly and laying on your back. Wow. See, I think that's what happens. They kept their legs out straight. They didn't lift them.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Anyway, did you know celery has negative calories? It takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it to begin with.
Does that include if you put cheese on it?
That's exactly what I was going to comment. Did you know? Now, I've heard two different versions of this. Charlie Chaplin once won third prize in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest. I've also heard he won 22nd, so I don't know.
I heard the third before.
Okay. All right. So that might be legitimate. Did you know you can chew gum while peeling onions and it'll keep you from crying?
Really?
Yeah, no. So you should have gum handy.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Did you know Sherlock Holmes never said elementary, my dear Watson?
No.
Yeah.
It's not true.
It is true.
Huh.
He never said that.
Well, he did in the movies.
Well, I know he did in the movies. There is an old law in Bellingham, Washington, making it illegal for a woman to take more than 3 steps backwards while dancing. So if you know someone in Bellingham, Washington, give them an update. And I thought this was interesting. The glue on Israeli postage is certified kosher.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is too funny. The Guinness Book of Records holds the record for being the book most often stolen from public libraries.
You think people check it out and then they want to look something up and then they forget they have it?
I don't know. If it's stolen, though, that means they didn't check it out, doesn't it?
Well, could be,
I guess. Otherwise, it would just be past due. I don't know. Bats always turn left when exiting a cave. Now, wouldn't you want to talk to a bat about that?
They always turn left.
They always turn left.
Well, on a previous program, I started giving you a list of you may be a rancher if. I'll share a couple of those here on the end of the program today. You may be a rancher if you can remember the acreage, water rights, state and federal leases, and number of cattle ran on a ranch you leased 10 years ago, but you don't recall your wife's birthday.
Oh, ouch.
Big no-no.
Yeah.
You have fibbed to a mechanic about how often you greased a piece of equipment. and you have driven off the road while examining your neighbor's livestock. You may be a rancher, and you've been listening to The Good Stuff.